Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, January 31st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Amazon rejoins the Four Comma Club, a Brexit goodbye, and struggling for footing. Leading today's news: Amazon shares surged 10% after hours on Thursday as the e-commerce giant brushed off any concerns about the cost of one-day delivery, crushing expectations with sales of $87.4 million and profit of $6.47 per share for the key holiday season. AWS revenue was up 34% to $9.95 billion, while the company continued to plow money into overseas markets such as India and Brazil. The impressive results and over $2,000 share price will see Amazon re-enter the elite $1 trillion market cap club, which has already extended membership to Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet during today's session. In other news, after more than 3 years of economic uncertainty, political division, and missed deadlines, the UK is set to leave the EU at the stroke of midnight Brussels time. A potentially volatile new chapter lies ahead. London and Brussels will try to hash out a trade deal by the end of the year as Britain enters a transition phase. On the eve of Brexit, the Bank of England opted to leave interest rates on hold at 0.75%, citing a pickup in business activity since the election of Boris Johnson and defying some market speculation that a cut was in the cards. Mixed market signals are sending U.S. indices on a roller coaster ride as futures head into the final day of January down 0.7%, continuing a volatile month for global equities. Stocks rebounded yesterday after the WHO dubbed the coronavirus a global health emergency, but did not recommend restrictions on international trade and travel, though fears are growing as new countries confirm their first cases of the disease. Earnings sentiment is also being reassessed after Amazon's blowout results and Visa's disappointing quarter, while economists weigh in on the U.S. GDP growth rate of 2.3% in 2019. Traders will digest Q4 results this morning from the U.S. oil majors after Shell's big slide already raised red flags for the industry. Chevron's earnings are expected to be affected by a sharp decline in natural gas prices and an $11 billion charge related to asset impairment. Exxon, whose stock hit a decade low this week, is likely to reveal a heavy drop from a year ago on weakness in chemical and refining, while Phillips 66 is anticipated to post softer profits and revenue. 2020 capital spending budgets and updates on new projects will additionally be in focus. After a 40-year career at IBM, CEO Ginni Rometty is handing over the reins to Arvind Krishna, the head of the company's cloud business. Her announcement comes only days after IBM reported its first revenue growth in 6 quarters, though shares have lost about a quarter of their value since she took charge of the company in 2012. During her tenure, Big Blue completed 65 acquisitions, culminated in the $34 billion deal for Red Hat last year, while selling some of its legacy businesses as it put a greater focus on the cloud. Reworking its deal terms, Altria is taking another $4 billion charge on its investment in Juul Labs, which faces heightened scrutiny amid a backlash against vaping. "I'm highly disappointed in the financial performance of the investment," CEO Howard Willard said on an earnings call, adding that the charge is mainly due to the increased number of legal and future cases against Juul. Altria has now recorded $8.6 billion in impairment charges after it took a 35% stake in Juul for $12.8 billion in December 2018. Get ready for the resurrection of the Hummer, the military-style SUV that was discontinued as part of GM's 2009 bankruptcy and sour reputation for polluting the planet. This time around, it will be released as an all-electric supertruck under the GMC brand, featuring 1,000 horsepower, 0 to 60 acceleration in 3 seconds, and 11,500 pound-feet of torque. A 30-second Super Bowl ad for the vehicle will feature NBA star LeBron James, though a price was not announced. While U.S. airlines have already reduced flights to China due to the coronavirus, some are demanding more action. American Airlines pilots have filed a lawsuit seeking an immediate halt to U.S.-China service as health officials declared a global emergency over the rapidly spreading disease. The U.S. government on Thursday also advised its citizens not to travel to China, raising its warning to the same level as those for Iraq and Afghanistan. Facebook is taking the rare step of removing false claims about cures and prevention methods for the coronavirus, saying such content would violate its ban on misinformation, leading to physical harm. Hashtags used to spread fictitious material on Instagram will be blocked or restricted, as well as alerts by users who share content about the disease that third-party fact-checkers deem false. It's an unusual move for the social network, which generally limits the distribution of health misinformation through restrictions on search results and advertising, but permits original posts to stay up. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the red, with crude oil slightly up. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.